We continue our Journey to Wellness in Indian Country series this morning with a conversation with Vince Rock, RN. He's the director of nursing at Leech Lake Tribal Health, and they've got a cool program at Leech Lake. They've got a mobile clinic, and Vince is on the line this morning to tell us a little bit more about it. Hey, Vince, good morning. Happy Monday.
Hi, Lisa. Good to be with you.
So you've got a converted RV that is a mobile clinic. Now, are there barriers or problems with getting people to come into the regular clinic for their medical needs?
Yes, there is. There's transportation is a huge issue. It's a huge issue out here. In fact, we have 12 regular drivers and 8 volunteer drivers that get people to the clinics and to the hospital, and that's not enough. And we have people out in the remote areas of the reservation that not only is transportation an issue, but just having access and to consider medical care is an issue. And just this is one way to bring the services out to them, and where they can say, okay, we have a place to go. We can even consider doing this, even transportation aside. So it's worked out very, very well in some of the areas. So much, in fact, that one of our stops, Kegel, which is about 50 miles from Cache Lake, down in the southeastern part of the reservation, we had 23 people come in one day to the mobile clinic, so we were overrun.
Wow.
And, well, from that visit, we're going to be opening up a clinic down in Kegel probably next month.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So
a year in the making, and we're excited about that.
So just taking the mobile clinic around, you were able to identify a real need on the reservation that you might not have been able to identify otherwise.
Yeah, I think we've always known that. And it's just to give a little history on the mobile clinic. The mobile clinic, we actually had this mobile clinic around for several years. It got mothballed for whatever reason, I don't know, before I came. It was used sparingly for certain programs, and one of the council members, Steve White, he wanted it brought back up, especially for the people in his district who were kind of out there in the remote areas, and we did bring it back. And the first time we brought it back was just with nurses doing assessments. You know, well, baby, we've seen that wasn't enough. We needed a provider on board. So we brought nurse practitioner with us, and yeah, it took off from there. Able to provide a variety of services. You know, the provider can look at them. We stock medications. We can draw labs, spin them down. We can refer people out. The provider can refer people out, and we have a good cadre of home care nurses that can go out and follow up on a lot of the things that the provider has prescribed. We can bring medications out. We can set up follow-up care also.
Vince, I'm curious about what you've seen in the 2 years that you've been, or the 2 years that the mobile clinic has been back up. First of all, I'm curious if people are a little more comfortable with the idea of getting medical care. And the second thing I'm wondering is what you've maybe noticed in overall health since folks are able to access this medical care easily.
Okay. Yeah. There is a little bit of trust there at the beginning in the mobile clinic, but after our second round, we could see that people were really relaxing and more willing to come and begin to see this as a benefit to them. As far as making inroads and increasing the health care, well, of course, it has. We found people who, with latent diabetes, who have had it for years that they didn't know they had it. Their A1Cs were high. We've found people with hypertension who knows how long that they've had it, and we can start to take care of those things. There's many people on the reservation, especially those out in the remote areas who haven't been to a doctor for years. And we're just beginning to reap some of the benefits of that, too. We have, we want to really emphasize our maternal child health program. We have, that's grown greatly in the last 2 years. We have two great nurses there who are doing a lot of work there. We have a family spirit program that also is part of this mobile clinic. And they've made great strides in getting people to enroll their children and go see and take part in some of these lessons that they teach on raising your family.
So the clinic isn't just come on in and we'll take your blood pressure necessarily or prescribe medications. The clinic also has people that we've talked about before on this series that are trying to give folks information, culturally based information, too, to kind of connect them to other things they think will help them be better, all in all, holistically, I guess.
Yeah, that's always the goal of nursing. And it is. It's the mobile clinic goes out, and we're actually a caravan. We take with us the MCH program. We bring a nurse from there to try to get in touch with all the children and mothers out there. We have a car seat program that goes with us. People can get car seats and drive safely. We have the Family Spirit program that goes with us. And, we also have benefits coordinators that come with us to help people get enrolled in like MA or whatever programs that might benefit them. And yes, we do the cultural aspect of it, of course. Family Spirit is really good with that. They take into account Native families. And families are quite, in essence, the most important thing that we deal with here on the reservation. If we can strengthen the family, we can strengthen all the other values and all the other teachings that will come across.
Vince, you are doing such a great job taking care of families and people on the reservation, but I understand that you really need somebody to either take care of your mobile clinic, or you're probably ready to replace the mobile clinic with a slightly newer model. Is that right?
That's correct. We have a 1991 model, and it's starting to break down. Last year, it was down for repair for this or that. We're actively seeking a new or a newer used mobile clinic that is already designed to be a mobile clinic. This one was converted. And we've seen a lot of things on the internet that we like. And we'd like to get a newer model for sure.
Well, we'll get a link set up so that folks can go online and get more information about your mobile clinic and about your program. Vince, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Vince Rock is the director of nursing at the Leech Lake Tribal Health, and their Leech Lake Mobile Clinic has been up and at 'em for a couple of years now, and they're already seeing some great benefits from that program.